NBC News Radio, I'm Dina Kodiak. President Biden says former Senator Bob Dole was an American statesman like few in our history. Biden also called the late Kansas Republican a friend and a man to be admired by all Americans. Dole died in his sleep early this morning at the age of 98. The president described him as a war hero who was among the greatest of the greatest generation. At the Republican National Convention in 1996, Dole declared his candidacy for president.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Flags are flying half-staff in the U.S. Capitol, where the World War II veteran and three-time presidential candidate served nearly 30 years in the Senate. The director of the CDC is saying no to a federal mask mandate. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Rochelle Walensky said she would rather see people get vaccinated and do it for themselves than rely on federal mandates. However, she still expects to see mask mandates in some areas.
Those mandates and requirements are going to happen at the county level, at the policymaker level.
There is a surge now in Delta infections across the country. Police say they're looking to charge the person who helped hide the parents of the alleged Michigan school shooter. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said the department believes the parents were helped in getting into the art studio, where they were ultimately arrested. He said prosecutors could charge the person who allegedly assisted them with aiding and abetting or obstruction of justice. Country music legend Stonewall Jackson is dead at the age of 89. A family member says Jackson died Saturday after fighting a long battle with dementia. Stonewall Jackson had a long string of hits in the 1960s and 1970s, including 44 singles that placed him on the Billboard country charts. His biggest hit, Waterloo, was also a top 10 hit on the pop charts. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.